I want to thank Lynn and Robert for letting me have this opportunity, and every one of you. But this is an opportunity that we really all should have, to be able to stand before you and have a sermon of some kind, and to teach the Word of God. My sermon tonight is going to be about the excellence of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And you're going to go into Philippians 3, is where some of my sermon will be from, and some of it will be from other things. We start off by saying, you know, Paul had a lot of trouble in his younger life, but then he straightened that life up pretty much. It says, before Paul's conversion to Jesus Christ, Paul was trying to persecute the church, thinking he was right in doing so. And if we go to Galatians 1 and 13, 14, that'll be part of what we'll start out with right now. As for you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. And I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous for the tradition of my father. And then we're going to go back to Philippians 3, 4, and 6. Though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. Circumcision the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews concerning the law, a Pharisee. Concerning the zeal, persecuting the church, and concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But after he came to know who Jesus Christ really was, all the things that he had done before meant nothing to him. And that's in Philippians 3, 7 and 8. But what things were gained to me, these things I have counted loss for Christ. Yet, indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Jesus Christ my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and counted them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. What is there about the knowledge of Jesus Christ that makes it so desirable for people like Paul and the countless others? And how should we desire this knowledge? Yes, we should want this knowledge. How do we gain it? The knowledge of Jesus Christ that is excellent, it must be a personal knowledge. We cannot come to know Jesus only through the other person's acquaintance with Him, while we may initially learn about Jesus from others. Especially the author of the New Testament, we must come to know him for ourselves. Like Paul, him we must speak in the first person, that I may know him. And that's in Philippians 3:10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, be confronted to his death. The faith of our fathers must become our faith. Jesus desires us to use our mind as well. And that's in Matthew 22:37. Jesus said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And this is the first and great commandment. We should desire to know all the words revealed about Him, His nature, both divine and human, His office both as King and Priest and Savior and Shepherd, His work both then and now, His past shame and suffering, His present and future glory. If I know Him at all, I must love Him. Indeed, I am accursed if I do not love Him. And we'll find that in 1 Corinthians 16:22. If anyone does not love the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be accursed. O Lord, come. Also with our minds, so we must love the Lord with all our hearts. Matthew 22:37. Jesus said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Also with our mind, having a satisfying knowledge, it will satisfy where other things do not. It will be the bread that fills our hunger and the water that quenches our thirst. And that's in John 6:35. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. It will be an exciting knowledge. The more we know of Jesus, the more we will want to know. We will come to realize that in Him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And that's in Colossians 2:3. In Him, in whom are hidden all the treasures and wisdom and knowledge. And I'm going to read this down below here because it says, Now this I say, anyone should deceive you with persuasive words, don't let them do that. Then in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And that's in Colossians 2:9. For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead, bodily. It should be a happy knowledge, for in Him is the key to joy, despite all our circumstances. And that's in Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Such is the excellence of this knowledge of Jesus Christ. Is it not worth having more than anything in the world? And that's in Philippians 3:8. Yes, indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. To grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, one must go to the Word in the Bible. Movies, books, magazines, written by men can be entertaining and sometimes instructive, but such are often filled with erroneous concepts. The only good way is the inspired Word that we call the Bible. We should not limit our search for knowledge about Jesus to the four Gospels, because the Old Testament contains Messianic prophecies that reveal much about the nature of Christ. And you find that in Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the governor will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, and upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And then we'll go to Michael 5:12. I will cut off the sorceries from your hand, and you shall have no soothsayers. And the book of Acts shows the only history we have of the beginning and the early years of this of his church. And the letters reveal much about his present work as our King and High Priest. We'll find that in Hebrews 2:17-18. Therefore, in all things he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make for the sins of the people. For in him he himself was suffered being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. And then in Hebrews 4:14-16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but has in all points tempted as we point in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come bodily to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And then we go to 1 Peter 3:22. Who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, angels in authority and power, having been made subject to Him. And then Revelation 1, 5 and 6. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, and has made us kings and priests to His God and Father, to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. And if you wish to truly learn of Jesus, you must commit yourself to a study of the Word of God, but so is obedience. It is not enough to just have head knowledge concerning Jesus Christ, for the true knowledge of Jesus comes only as we obey Him, and that's in 1 John 2, 1-6. He who says he abides in Him ought himself also to walk as He walked. Wait a minute. I got to go all the way up to the... Two, 1-6. My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And He Himself is propitiated for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Now by this we know that we know Him if we keep His commandments. He who says, I know Him, and does not keep His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keeps His word, truly the love of God is perfect in him. By this we know that we are in Him. He who says he abideth in Him ought himself also to walk just as He walked. And especially as we develop the qualities of character, and that's in 2 Peter 1, 5-8. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Note that it is only when these Christ-like qualities are yours and abound can it be said that we are neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Have you come to know Jesus Christ our Lord? Have you begun to experience what Paul called the excellence of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, my Lord? Why not start tonight? The Savior's tender invitation is always open to all who heed. And he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my labor is light. And that's in Matthew 11:28-30. It says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And you can come to Jesus by heeding the gospel message. He wanted the whole world to hear. And that's in Mark 16:15-16. And he says, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs shall follow those who believe. In my name he will cast out demons, and they will speak with new tongues. And they will... And then continue to learn from him as you heed all the things he commanded his apostles. And that's in Matthew 28:19-20. It says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of ages. And this week, we've studied most of this here about the knowledge of Jesus and what we should do about it. I had this wrote down in 8 pieces of paper, but unfortunately when I typed it, it got short. So I'm going to have to add something to it because I know that we all need to know about Jesus Christ. And the only way I can tell you how to learn about Jesus Christ is sit down almost every day and read the Bible for yourself and don't let nobody else tell you that. Because the preacher that taught me about religion told me, George, don't believe what I say or what I do. Get you a dictionary and a Bible and learn it for yourself. And that's the only way you're going to be able to stand before people and say when they're saying something wrong to you, and you'll be able to correct them on what they're saying wrong to you. And we need a lot more of that today, because sometimes we let that slip by us. We don't go out and say things to people that we really need to say so that we can bring them into Christ. And it's not easy, because some people don't even want to hear you. They want to turn their back on you and walk away. But we have all the opportunities in the world to study, to take time out, and be with people around us that we can teach and learn about the Bible and about Jesus Christ, because that's the most important thing in our life. And we should always do that, always be able to tell that people around about us about Him. So I'm going to have to cut this short, and I don't want to cut it short, but when I typed it up, it got short. I said, why keep Jesus, and why not come, why keep waiting? Come to Jesus, and He will forgive your sins, and He will help you. And the love of Jesus is calling you home. So please come as we stand and sing 305.